At the Denver Post this fall, members of the editorial board weighed in on the only statewide ballot issue, Proposition BB. It asks voters to give the state permission to hang on to $66 million in tax revenue from marijuana sales.
You see, that came out of the legislature.
Vincent Carroll oversees the editorial pages at the Denver Post. Before editing the endorsement, he did interviews.
I talked, for example, to Senator Stedman, who was the sponsor of that in the legislature. And we spoke to some proponents this fall before we editorialized.
The paper had a team of two working on Prop BB. Higher profile races, like last year's U.S. Senate contest between Cory Gardner and Mark Udall, had the paper's CEO, publisher, and the editorial division weighing in. Carroll's quick to point out those conversations happen outside of the newsroom.
You don't want folks to think that the point of view that is expressed in the editorial page is percolating, you know, into news stories. So there has been that separation. I don't know that the public perceives that always. Some people do. I think a lot of people don't.
The Post has historically weighed in on lots of races, but Carroll says they've written less in recent years because of a smaller staff.
Being in a newspaper and working for the newspaper, you know, the people in that building are some of the most knowledgeable about some of these issues.
Curtis Wackerly is editor of the Aspen Daily News. He says endorsements add to the community conversation.
Yeah, I think that's something the community appreciates. They don't always agree, certainly, but I think it's important for us to, you know, to at least explain these issues and provide a little perspective.
Do endorsements sway votes? And how big is their impact in the outcome of races? A 2014 study by researchers at MIT and Dartmouth shows newspaper endorsements have a small impact on candidate support. And a voter whose ideology aligns with a certain newspaper will back whoever the publication endorses. Earlier this year, the Aspen Times conducted a poll that asked readers, do newspaper endorsements matter? Out of 916 votes, the majority said no. John Strayer is a political science professor at Colorado State University.
There's a variety of factors that all flow together and determine how a person votes. Now, what do newspaper endorsements do? Well, that's just another element in the stream of information.
He says party affiliation, not an endorsement, is the top determinant of how someone will vote. Still, for some, it may help decide their vote.
It may have a larger impact on the occasional voter, the person who's not generally attentive to political matters, probably not terribly well informed.
The power of endorsements, says Vincent Carroll of the Denver Post, is more about how campaigns use them. For example, the backers of Base 2 touted the Aspen Daily News endorsement in a full-page ad 5 days before Election Day.
That's probably where they have their most impact, the most clout, not in the publication themselves.
Former Aspen mayor turned political consultant Mick Ireland says this year's endorsements may only carry weight with issues people are less informed about, like tax questions for the school and hospital, for example. People have already decided on polarizing issues like Base 2, he says.
Neither side is probably going to make much headway out of those endorsements. I think that the Base 2 editorials were thorough on both papers and on both sides, really, so you know, I can't criticize the content. It's just that you're making arguments that people have already made.
He thinks the way elections are held also minimizes the impact of endorsements. With an all-mail ballot election, many people have already voted long before endorsements are even printed. Marcy Krivenin, Aspen Public Radio News.